Tāhuhu Kōrero, Background History, Local History, Stories and other things such as important landmarks can provide content for digital story maps. Creating these digital maps are opportunities for learning about and getting connected to important people and places. This page gives some background to the people we will meet and places we will go on the field trip. Tāhuhu Kōrero, Background History. The tribes of Taranaki are descended from three main ancestral canoes, Tokomaru, Kurahaupō, and Aotea. These three waka were part of a major fleet of seven canoes that arrived to Aotearoa over 1,000 years ago. Other waka are also known to have landed periodically on the Taranaki Bight before and after the arrival of these more well-known canoes. Prior to the arrival of these great waka, Taranaki was occupied by a group collectively referred to as Te Kahu e Maunga. The new immigrants intermarried with these first inhabitants, and their offspring continued to live in the region within the traditional boundaries known as Paranenehi in the north to Taipake in the south. A prominent landmark that dominates the peninsula is the majestic Taranaki Maunga. Taranaki's fertile slopes were once clothed with beautiful native flora and home to numerous native and endemic birds and insects. These mountains were once occupied by the original Te Kahu e Maunga residents, where they built villages, pā, and where they cultivated and harvested various foods such as kumara and mamaku, black tree fern. The journey of Taranaki and the guide stone Te Toko a Rauhoto. Taranaki Maunga once lived with the mountains Tongariro, Ruapehu, Naoruhoe, Tauhara, Pūtauaki, and Pihanga in the middle of Te Ika a Maui. Taranaki fell in love with the beautiful Pihanga, but she was desired by other Maunga. Conflict over Pihanga tore apart the community. Tongariro was the eventual victor, and Taranaki was forced to leave his home. With great sadness, Taranaki travelled west, and during the journey, he was led by the stone Te Toko a Rauhoto. Rauhoto and Taranaki followed the Manganui Te Ao Awa to the Whanganui Awa. They then headed to the west coast and rested at Naere Swamp. Their migration ended when Taranaki settled next to the two Maunga named Poakai and Patuha. These Maunga welcomed Taranaki and he has stood there ever since. Pukeonaki and Pukehaupapa are earlier names for Taranaki. The Whakatauki Te Ahi a Tahirangi, the Fire of Tahirangi, commemorates the Tupuna Tahirangi claiming the mountain for Taranaki iwi by lighting a ceremonial fire on the summit. Te Toko a Rauhoto sat between the Hangatahua Awa and Werikino Awa, and for many generations was revered as the guide stone of Taranaki Maunga. A well-known kaitiaki of the stone from Ngā Mahanga was Minarapa Kahukura Makaru. In 1948, the people of Ngā Mahanga decided that Te Toko a Rauhoto should be moved from where it rested, next to Ataunui on Kōmini Road, to Puniho Pā. The tohunga to Aomarama was tasked to lift the tapu so that it could be relocated safely. Te Toko a Rauhoto was shifted to its present location on Wednesday the 22nd of December 1948. What is some important history in your area? How could digital mapping help to tell these stories? About the field trip. This field trip provides students an opportunity to learn about the stories related to the Maunga from a Taranaki Indigenous perspective. It is an opportunity to share information to help people become better informed about the appropriate cultural practices on the Maunga. The field trip experience is an opportunity to empower tamariki and whānau to be proactive in environmental initiatives. Involvement in this field trip will have positive outcomes on the cultural health and well-being of those involved. It is an effort to connect tamariki to the Maunga, with the aim of inspiring individuals to engage with like-minded environmental caretakers. Are there significant landmarks or other features near you? How could mapping these landmarks or features be helpful?